It's time now for Tiger Talk Overtime.
There's a price to pay to win a championship. How we practice is how we're going to play. It's time. It's time. It's time all these distractions in, and we start getting to work and start doing it the right way.
Nobody split. Give the ball up and over, and eat it, I believe. Got hit behind the line of scrimmage. Everybody knew what was coming. Alabama knew what was coming. Bo Jackson, just on sheer effort, got it in.
Out of shotgun, Patrick Nix. Alabama bringing everybody. Nix is going to float one for Sanders. Sanders, oh, he caught it at the two, and he dived in. Touchdown, Auburn! Touchdown, Auburn! Oh, my goodness!
Carnell Williams at the tailback. They'll hand it off to Williams up the middle. 25, cuts it inside. 30, 35, 40. There goes Cadillac. To the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, 10. Go crazy, Cadillac! Go crazy! Touchdown!
Davis! Oh, my God!
Davis is going to run it all the way back! Auburn's going to win the football game! Auburn's going to win the football game! He ran the missed field goal back! He ran it back 109 yards! They're not
going
to keep them off the field tonight.
Have fun doing it. Play hard, you play smart, you have fun. That's how you play the game. You communicate on the field. You take care of each other.
First down and 10, just inside of midfield. Here's Cam on the fake, right up the middle, breaks a tackle at the 40, stays on his feet, 35-30, 25-20. Peterson, the one man to beat at the 5. He is in!
Waits for the snap into place. There it is. The kick is up. The kick is good. Auburn wins 22-19.
You come into our house, you got no chance. You got no chance. And we start and we play like that from start to finish. And you're going to know you played us. You're the most physical team every time we play at home.
Tiger Talk Overtime is presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now at 343-0106. Now, live from the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road, across from USA, here's your host, Doug Holton.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome into the show. As the Auburn Tigers get ready for Alabama State this weekend in game number 2, an 11 o'clock start at Jordan-Hare Stadium. And the Tigers sneaking into the Associated Press Top 25 this week at number 25. And it should be another tune-up ball game as the real game happens in week 3 against the Penn State Nittany Lions. But we'll be talking about Alabama State and what the Tigers need to do to get ready this weekend. A big show for you on tap tonight. Later in the show, we have the amazing former coach at Auburn, Joe Witt. Of course, he's been in many roles at Auburn and also played at Alabama State. So it'll be interesting to hear from Coach Witt tonight. Later also, we'll be talking with Coach Chuck Anderson and get his perspective. He was at the ball game last week, and he'll be heading back this weekend. And also Coach Rick Cleveland will join us on the show tonight. We'll get his perspective on the offensive line and many other items as well. Hey, a reminder again, drop by and see us here at the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road, just across from the South Alabama campus. Perfect spot to watch the game on Thursday night or Saturday or Sunday or what have you. Come on in and grab some great wings, whether you like it hot like the bomb or the mango habanero. Maybe just the medium Cajun ranch or perhaps the mild flavor is what you like in garlic, parmesan, or teriyaki. They have it all. They have great beers on tap. So come on out and see us tonight. And don't forget the Voodoo Wing Company in Mobile and also in Auburn this weekend for the ball game. Great locations to get your tailgate food at the Voodoo Wing Company. All right, let's get some comments from the head coach, Brian Harsin, at the mic earlier this week as he talked about the Alabama State game. One of the guys that really stuck out last week against the Akron Zips, Shed Jackson. Some big catches in the opening drive that led to the touchdown from Tank Bigsby. And Shed Jackson seems to be taking on a leadership role among the receivers this season.
you know, in the one-on-ones, I think he won his one-on-ones each route and executed, made the catches. And he's been doing that all practice long. And we talked about him coming back from injury. And once he's been back in the summertime, really going with the guys and getting that opportunity to get out there with the QBs and get into that rhythm, he showed up in practice. It was good to see him show up in the game. I know he had several catches, which was good. And he'll continue that. He's very consistent. I think he's only going to get better and better as the season goes on. And you'll fully expect to see him come out on Tuesday and have a better practice than he did last week and be a guy that you know, continues to develop, you know, some of the leadership qualities that I know he has, brings that to the table for the offense. And, you know, as we get into this next game, is still going to be a guy that we can utilize and get the ball to, and he's going to make plays for us. So Shed's on a good trajectory right now as far as just his development, where he's going, and really, in my opinion, his approach on how he gets himself ready to go each and every day.
All right, hopefully more from Shed this week, as well as Tavarish Dawson and perhaps Elijah Kenyon, who could be in the lineup this week against Alabama State. And also one of the guys taking on a leadership role this season, the transfer Demetrius Robertson from the University of Georgia, a senior, but he has taken the leadership role and is bringing the young players along.
My role on the team is just to be a leader for the younger guys, to be consistent and show them the ropes of how to practice and how to play in games, and also just being a reliable person on special teams, off the field as well.
It's time now for the Old Time Feed, old-fashioned Auburn Drive of the Week, brought to you by Old Time Feed and Fairhope. Taking care of our friends never goes out of style.
Well, last week, Bo Nix with an outstanding performance, 6 touchdown drives and a field goal for the Tigers in his possessions, and the first one culminating in a Tank Bigsby touchdown. That's our Drive of the Week this week.
First and 10 for Auburn at its own 35. Tank Bigsby flanks Bo Nix to his right. Ball near the right hash. Now Bigsby to the left of Nix. The handoff play action. No, it is to Bigsby. And Bigsby gets 3.5. They'll give him 4 yards on the play, going off the left tackle behind Austin Troxell and Brandon Council for the Tigers. So 4 yards on first down. Man in motion, Nix. The handoff. Bigsby right up the middle across the 40-yard line for the Tigers. 3 more yards, and it will set up a 3rd down at about 3. 4 wide set for Auburn. 3rd down and 2. Out of the gun, Bo Nix. He will throw. 1-step drop, throws, and complete. Near midfield, Shed Jackson with the catch. Jackson, the 6'2", 196-pound senior out of Hoover. 7 yards and a 1st down for the Tigers. 1st down from midfield for Auburn. Nix turns, hands off, off the left side. And across into Akron territory. Tank Bigsby for the Tigers. It's a 9-yard gain. Now Bigsby goes in motion to the wide side. Nix looks and he throws to the seam. Shed Jackson with the catch. He's at the 34-yard line for the Tigers. Jackson with 2 catches on the first drive. That's for 7 yards.
Yeah, just a curl route. Good job right there. Shed Jackson finding that opening about 10 yards down the field. Bo Nix, you can see he did a progression. He went from the under to the over, back to the curl. And a little bit behind Shed Jackson, but he threw it right in the hole. And Shed Jackson just reached out there and grabbed it for another nice grab.
Bigsby behind Nix out of the shotgun. Hand off Bigsby, left guard with a hole. He's into the clear. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Auburn! Bigsby from 33 yards.
That's the downhill running philosophy out of that pistol look. Shotgun, pistol look. Hand off to Bigsby. Broke a tackle over the left side and went untouched into the end zone. That's that offensive philosophy that's going to benefit Tank Bigsby with the power.
Hi, friends. Cecil Christenberry here, proud sponsor of the Old Time Feed, old-fashioned Auburn Drive of the Week. I want to personally invite you to Old Time Feed here in Fairhope. for all your feed and garden supply needs. We've been here now for 33 years serving you, and I want to thank you for that. So whether it's seed for your fall garden or an orchid for mom, stop on in and we'll take great care of you. That's Old Time Feed and Garden Supply.
All right, Cecil, thanks very much. And as always, great to have your support. We are live here at the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road. Doug Holton along with you. Coach Rick Cleveland is here. And we've got a big crowd out here tonight. Come on out and join us and enjoy some wings and some great beer on tap and lots of good food and good football here tonight. The U.S. Open is going as well, so lots of sports going on. And in our next segment, a very special guest. We're going to visit with former coach Joe Witt of the Auburn Tigers, who also played his college football at Alabama State. So we'll be visiting with Coach Witt, Coach Cleveland, and much more on Tiger Talk Overtime. Stay with us. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road and Doug Holton.
All right, thanks very much. Welcome back to the show, everyone, and we are live here at the Voodoo Wing Company. Big crowd here tonight. Come on out and join us and have some great food and join us on the phone line, as you heard. 343-0106 is our number. Rick Cleveland, the old coach, is here with us. Great to have you with us, Rick.
Doug, it's always good to be here with you, and it's always good to talk about Auburn football.
Absolutely. We're going to do a lot of that tonight, and let's get right to it. As I mentioned before the break, very special guest on the phone lines with us in our second segment here. Former coach for the Auburn Tigers, Joe Witt, guy who spent a lot of time in the Mobile area and now makes his home in outside of Auburn. Coach Witt, it's great to have you with us on the show tonight.
It's good to be on, Doug.
I noticed we were talking a second ago. We're probably interrupting your football watching tonight.
You are? So we're gonna make it brief.
I know your son is coaching with the Cowboys, and he's doing very well.
Well, we got to play tonight. Let's see how we do.
Yeah.
Big night.
Coach, it looks like from what I was looking at earlier today, you're going to have a little twinge of football weather in Auburn tonight, about 60 degrees, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. The weather's going to be nice. It's going to be nice for this weekend as well.
Tell me about this ball game a little bit, Coach Witt. I know, of course, everybody knows you from Auburn, a longtime assistant with Coach Dye, and continuing on through the years and as a coach in different roles for the Auburn Tigers. And a lot of people may not realize, but last time we visited, I think it was two seasons ago, we were talking about you playing at Alabama State, and I think you're still on the board of trustees at Alabama State, so it's going to be an interesting weekend for you.
Absolutely. I played there, and I'm on the board of trustees there. So, great university. Met my wife there. Most of my really, really close friends there. And, it's my school.
You know, Doug, this guy's like a second father to my two children. Clay Cleveland holds this guy in reverence, and I think Katie would go to Coach Witt before she would call Mom and I. So, Coach, I just want to tell you.
I'm
just too blessed to be stressed, and I try to keep Coach Curtis in line for you as best I can, but sometimes that's tough.
That's my friend. It's a hard full-time job, though.
I hear you. Coach, I'm so excited. I'm so excited for this part of your life. But, you know, I told somebody on our show on Saturday morning a couple of weeks ago, Auburn's culture changed when Coach Dye hired you and James Daniels. And it just seemed like every coach in the state of Alabama gravitated towards you two guys. And talk just a little bit about that, because I'd love to get you on our show on Saturday morning one day. But let me tell you this. I know how much the coaches in Alabama loved and respected you. Talk a little bit about that transition Coach Dye brought in with you and Coach Daniels?
Well, you know, and I'm going to expand on it. Other than that, not just James and myself, we were certainly excited about getting with the Auburn program and Coach I brought in. We were obviously the first two African-American coaches to coach on football at Auburn.
Right.
And Coach Dye was the greatest thing, absolutely the greatest thing happened to me in my entire career. The time, 12 years I spent coaching with him and learning from him. And, you know, the great thing, not only was he my boss, but he was my friend. You know, we became very, very close. His family became my family, and my family became his. So we just, it was outstanding. Great, great, great situation.
Coach, 343-0106, if people would like to jump in and ask a question. But talking about Coach Dye, I've heard several people, Auburn people this year, kind of evaluate Coach Harsin and compare him to the way things used to be when Coach Dye was there, the blue-collar approach, the toughness, the discipline. Do you see that in the new staff at Auburn this year?
Absolutely. Coach Harsin is a very, very outstanding football coach, and there's a lot of similarities to he and Coach Dye. Boys, the blue-collar, hard-nosed, doing things right, setting the bar, high expectations and demand perfection.
Right. And what did you see last week in the opener in the Akron game? Did anything surprise you or anything stick out to you?
No, I tell you what I saw was a well-coached team. We certainly had Akron outmatched, but that was not the thing that impressed me. What I wanted to see is how well the team played. You know, fumbles, timeout, offside, little things in the ball game, and that it seemed sharp. That did not happen. It was very sharp football. And that's what impressed me about Coach Harsin and his staff.
Coach, talk just a little bit about what this name, image, and likeness is going to do to college football. It bothers me.
I'll be honest with you. I don't like it.
Right.
Particularly the reason I don't like it, being old-fashioned, and I don't like it because I'm an old-timer. It seemed to take away from teams.
Yes, sir.
Because, you know, if you got a great running back, he's not Emmitt Smith, Bo Jackson, Herschel Walker, and all those guys. They as fine as you're ever going to see, but they still need an offensive line, wide receivers, and other guys to contribute to their success. And they'll be the first to tell you that. So one guy getting a bottle of money and those hogs down in the trenches not even being mentioned, you know, is okay when a guy is getting fame and stardom. But when they start getting money and those big guys down there, I don't know what. Just don't know.
Yeah, it might create a little bit of inequity. Coach, a lot of people talk about Tank Bigsby. He's had some great games at Auburn so far. Of course, you had some great running backs during your years on the Plains. Can you compare him to anybody that was there in the 1980s?
Well, you compare to many of the good running backs that we had. You know, you just name them. The thing that Tank has, he has strength, he has vision, and, you know, I would say he's a strong runner, much like James Bostic. You know, Brent Fuller was more of a slicer. Tank has to be a slender guy. He has tremendous inside running ability, and just follow the blocks. And when the crease get there, he's out the gate.
That's going to be the heart of the Auburn offense, I would think, this year. And hopefully, Bo Nix and these young receivers can come along and make it a little more balanced attack in the big games.
Well, that's that's what every offensive coach hopes for, is balance, you know, being able to run the ball efficiently so they can set up the pass or vice versa. You know, they got, if you just can only do one, then I'm a defensive coach. I like that, unless you can do it super, super well.
You know, Coach, when you talk about it, and you being the defensive mind that you are, you look at what this defense did, and they hold Akron to minus 3 yards rushing. Doesn't matter who you're playing. You got 11 on the field. You got 11, you got three or four in the box, and you hold a team to minus 3 yards rushing. That's got to make every defensive coordinator in America happy with that stat.
Absolutely. Coach Mason is doing a great job. I've watched those guys. He demands, you know, just what Coach Harson, the whole staff, perfection. They play hard, they play smart, and they get around the football. And, you know, we got to get better. First ball game, that's, you know, we got a tough, tough schedule ahead of us.
Yeah.
So you got to get better every week. That's the key to really having a great year, is how well you improve from game one to game two to game three and on, you know.
Yeah. Well, Coach Witt, listen, we always enjoy visiting with you. It's a real pleasure to have you on. I know you're going to watch some football with your son here a little bit. Enjoy the game Saturday. Auburn and Alabama State, two schools that are very close to your heart, and we hope you have a great Saturday and a great weekend this week.
All right. Thank you so much, Doug.
Love you, Coach. Guys.
All right.
All right.
See you later.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Coach. Coach Joe Witt.
He's a good man.
Former Auburn Tigers defensive coach. And we'll be back with the Horizon Financial Halftime Report right after this short break.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. To the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road, and Doug Holton.
And welcome back to the show, everyone. We're glad you're with us on this Thursday night of Tiger Talk Overtime as we get you ready for Auburn and Alabama State coming up this weekend, an 11 o'clock kick at Jordan-Hare Stadium. If you haven't been out to the Voodoo Wing Company yet, come on out and join us here on Old Shell Road across from the South Alabama campus. You can pick your wings, boneless or traditional, 6, 9, or 12 pieces, and pick your favorite wing flavor like the Voodoo, the Spicy PB&J, Cajun Ranch, Sweet Heat, or Lemon Pepper, just to name a few, and then pick your dipping sauce, ranch, blue cheese, or honey mustard. They are all fantastic and all great for the game on Saturday as well. Right now it's time for the Horizon Financial Halftime Report, brought to you by Horizon Financial. Connect with us and experience the Horizon difference. All right, joining us now, longtime coach and administrator in the Mobile and Baldwin County area, Chuck Anderson. And Chuck, great to have you with us tonight. I know you have a longstanding relationship, your family does, with Henry Hardy and Horizon Financial.
Absolutely. It goes back to years ago when Henry was the head football coach at Shaw High School, and my dad was the system athletic director in Mobile County. And then when Henry went into financial advising, my dad decided to invest with Henry, and about 15 years ago, strongly advised me to. So not that I had much of a choice, but I agreed to do that, and been very satisfied with the service that Henry's given me and his staff and everybody involved with his company, and very happy with the way things have gone the last few years.
I know you were at the ball game last Saturday, and as we were talking, a couple of things stuck out to you. Number one, the organization and how smoothly everything ran last week.
Yeah, you know, you get a lot of games like that, Doug, and they come out kind of lackadaisical. And in the past, Auburn has kind of come out and known they were going to win the game. I mean, there wasn't any question you could, you know, you knew that Auburn would win the game, but they had a real sense of purpose. And from the way they came out in warmups, and I like to go before the games and watch body language and watch enthusiasm and watch commitment And it's clear that Coach Harsin has got a more of a Pat Dye type approach to things. They're going to be real hard nosed. It's going to be a very physical football team, and they're going to be very committed to attention to detail. Everything they did, they tried to do in the right way. There wasn't a lot of joking around in warmups. There wasn't a lot of playing around. They came out with a purpose, and everything had a purpose, and everything had a right way to do it. And it was obvious from the first snap of the ball game all the way through the ball game that that they were committed to doing it right. And I know a lot of people see Coach Saban on the sidelines when they're winning by 40 points, getting mad at the third string offensive lineman for not blocking somebody. I think Coach Harsin's going to have that same mentality. If you're going to be out there, you're going to do it right. And I like the enthusiasm of the coaches. I like the enthusiasm of the players, and they bought in. It appears that they have really bought into Coach Harsin's philosophy.
Right. And the other thing we talked about is just great to be back in the stadium last week with a full house. And you mentioned the student section, which was very impressive. They stayed from the start to the finish, no matter what the score was.
Oh, yeah. It, you know, Auburn people are very kind and nice. And it's a friendly atmosphere always up there. But it was amazing how many people just said hello. You know, you just walking by somebody underneath the stadium and, hi, hey, War Eagle, hey, it's good to see you. And everybody was just excited to be back and to watch college football at a full stadium. And to be honest with you, it stunned me that the students stayed as late as they did and stayed till after the ball game. And if you saw the shot of Coach Harsin going up to him with his family and recognizing the student body, it was a packed house. And they were loud and impressive. It was very impressive that they stayed. And looks like it might be a good football season for Auburn this year.
Yeah, looks like we have another one this year, this week, that's going to be important to get ready for Penn State. It's probably a mismatch on paper, but it'll be important to have that crowd, early game, that crowd there again. And it's a game where Auburn needs to play well, especially early, and get ready for that next week.
No doubt. These two games are extremely important for Auburn to get a rhythm going, to get a camaraderie, particularly with the offensive line, to just be able to get out and play against someone other than yourself and make a commitment to doing things the right way and having success at it. And that builds confidence. And they're going to need that confidence when they go up to Penn State, because Penn State's got a heck of a defensive football team, and they're going to have a huge crowd, and Auburn's going to need everything going right for them when they go to Penn State. So this game this week against Alabama State is going to be extremely important to continue doing the things that Coach Harsin and his staff are trying to do to make Auburn the best football team they can be.
You mentioned, Chuck, the hard-nosed approach, the blue-collar approach of Coach Harsin, and kind of a throwback to Coach Dye and his days at Auburn. Tell me about I know it was Akron last week, but tell me about the defense a little bit. What did you see in them, and how good can they be in the Southeastern Conference this year?
My concern is are we big enough up front with our front three? But as far as our linebackers, our outside people, our secondary, we're as good as anybody in the SEC as far as running to the football. We've got some extremely good and active linebackers. We've got extremely good secondary players. I'm just concerned with our inside three people and whether we can sustain a Georgia just pounding it at us, and Alabama just pounding it at us, and Texas A&M just pounding it at us. I think we'll play well against the Ole Misses in the finesse type games, but are we going to be tough enough up front for those teams that are just going to pound it at us, for us to be able to hold up for an entire ball game against a real stout offensive line? I don't think there's any question that there's not a group of linebackers in the SEC I'd trade for. There's not a secondary in the SEC I'd trade for. I'm concerned about our front three. Not that they're not really good players. Time will tell as to whether we can hold up against real strong offensive lines.
Yeah. Bo Nix obviously got off to a pretty good start last weekend, scoring on all the drives. He was the quarterback and the field goal in the last one and touchdowns otherwise. What was your impression of Bo and the offense last week?
He looked the part of a different quarterback. He planted his feet. He was committed to making his reads rather than flushing out of the pocket, which he's done in the past. He stood his ground and stayed in the pocket and went to 1, 2, 3 on his progressions. He always had the outlet of the tight end, which I thought was very impressive that we used the tight end as many times as we did this past week. It's clear that they have done a lot of work with him about trying to stay in the pocket, make his reads, and push the ball downfield. He was a little short on some deep throws, but gosh, they were so wide open that that he didn't overthrow them, which he has in the past. And that's a real positive. I heard somebody make the comment that going 20 for 22 against air is difficult. And so that was very impressive that he was 20 for 22 and looked like he had a good grasp of what they're trying to do and control the offense. And Auburn looked good.
Yeah. I think you're right about the tight ends. I think they're going to be a key factor this year since we have two or three of them that can play. And I also hear people this week talking about Jarquez Hunter, the running back that came in pretty impressive last week.
Yeah, but he ain't Tank Bigsley. he's got a big stud in front of him. But yes, I think it makes our running back room much better. I think we're much more comfortable with Hunter coming in and playing the way he played. He runs with a sense of purpose. He's a larger version of Silvers, and we've got a chance to have a real good running back room.
All right, Chuck. Well, I appreciate you being with us this week, talking a little Auburn football, and I guess you're heading back to the Plains this weekend. Is that right?
Oh yeah, I won't miss one as long as it's up there. And really wished I could go to Penn State, but that didn't work out for us. My wife's got a veterinary conference clinic, a meeting up in Auburn that weekend, and we're going to go to it. So we'll even be in Auburn to watch the Penn State game. So I'm excited about the season, excited about what Auburn's got, excited about what Coach Harsin brings to the table, and let's see how it goes.
I want to take a minute to tell you about Henry Hardy and Horizon Financial, a company built on knowledge, personal service, and integrity. Henry Hardy has over 32 years in financial services. Henry Hardy is a SmartVestor pro utilizing Dave Ramsey's investing principles, and that tells me a lot. If you're looking for wealth management, retirement planning, call Henry Hardy and Horizon Financial, 251-625-2220, located across from the Eastern Shore Center at 1 Timber Way, Suite 100 in Daphne, Alabama. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Sage Point Financial Incorporated, SPF, member FINRA, SIPC. Working with an advisor who subscribes to the SmartVestor Pro Network cannot guarantee investment success or that financial goals will be achieved. Advisors pay a fee to belong to the SmartVestor Pro program. Dave Ramsey and the Dave Ramsey SmartVestor Pro program are not affiliated with Sage Point Financial Incorporated and are not sponsored or endorsed by Sage Point Financial Incorporated. All right, welcome back, everyone. Great to have Chuck Anderson with us on the show tonight. As we were getting a kick out of that, and Rick Cleveland is here with us. We were lucky enough to have Coach Joe Witt in the second segment tonight. Always a pleasure to have Joe Witt with us, and longtime coach at Auburn University. We're going to open the phone lines a little bit, 343-0106, if you want to jump in and talk some Auburn football as we get you ready for Auburn and Alabama State coming up Saturday at Jordan-Hare Stadium in game number 2. The Tigers and the Hornets playing the early game. We'll talk a little bit about that with Coach Cleveland here and what it takes to get ready for an early game, an 11 o'clock game. Not a lot of preparation there from early in the morning to the kickoff at 11 o'clock. 343-0106 is our phone number here if you'd like to get in touch with us. And Coach, we're going to get into it in just a little bit and talk some X's and O's and a little of your specialty with the offensive line and different things.
Yeah, you know, I was really impressed by the things that I saw. Of course, it was the first game. It's got to be a lot of improvement. There's really they've got a great chemistry. You can see that as they're working. I thought, and I've always thought, that Austin Troxel would be a great player. He's had to fight through injuries. Former Madison Academy player from up in Huntsville. And I just thought that they did an awesome job. They were in sync. They executed. Of course, you gotta remember it's first game, and they're not playing a really good team. Yeah. I mean, you take it for what it's worth. What I really like about them is when they do any kind of zone scheme at all, boy, they help each other out, and they're always right where they need to be. And it's I had an opportunity to do one of Brian Harsin's games at Boise State.
Did you?
And that was one of the things that always impressed me was his offensive line and the way that they worked together. It was a unit, and they were always right there for each other. They backed each other up. Somebody missed a block, they were right there to help them out.
He talked about that on the last show. We'll pick that up in just a second, how the offensive line works with each other and how they'll look this weekend against Alabama State. Stay with us. Tiger Talk Overtime coming back in just a minute.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road and Doug Holton.
And welcome back to the show, everyone, and welcome back to the Voodoo Wing Company. We're enjoying some Thursday night football here on Tiger Talk Overtime. The Bucks and the Cowboys in the National Football League. And Coach Rick Cleveland is here with us to talk some football. And, Coach, kind of want to pick up where we left off there, the big offensive line. And a couple of weeks ago, we were hearing from Coach Harsin about how he really likes the guys to pick up each other. They're cross-training. They're learning all the different positions in case somebody gets hurt. Obviously, Auburn doesn't have a heck of a lot of depth up there this year. But they've got a lot of seniors. And Keandre Jones is the one sophomore that's up there as a starter right now. But what do you think of this unit? It's a senior-laden unit. They haven't had a ton of success. They've had a lot of injuries. But against Akron last week, a pretty good opening performance. How do they take that to the next level when they have to?
Well, they just got to get better every play. And that's the thing about Coach Harsin. It's not a game-by-game thing with him. You hear him talk about it's play-by-play.
Yeah.
And, you know, one play's over, it's gone. You can't fix that. You got to go to the next play. He's always been that way. And everything that I learned and studied about him when doing a broadcast, it was always, let's just go to the next play. We got to forget the last play and go to the next. I think one of the best things he did when he hired Mike Bobo was that he was able to bring Will Friend in because of their relationship.
Yeah.
And I think Will is one of the outstanding offensive line coaches in the country. I've always thought that, even as a young assistant when he was at LSU and some other stops he's been. I just think the world of him. And I tell you what kind of football coach he is. Coach Saban's tried to hire him a couple of times, too.
Yeah.
Even though he was on his staff at one time, he's tried to rehire him. So, heck of a good football coach. I love the job that Nick Broms does at center. He kind of directs the entire he's the quarterback of the offensive line. And I just think that they're going to get better and better and better. I think it'll be a strength of our team at the end of the year. I really do. I think it'll be the strength of our team. Our running backs, I mean, when you look at I got tickled at Chuck Anderson. when you look at Tank Bigsby and Shivers and Jaquez Hunter, you look at the
they
job
all
that
look
he
good
did,
last
they look
week.
Really good.
Yeah.
Of course, it goes to the competition. That
and
you,
just listening to Coach Harsin on the way over here tonight, he's a very entertaining guy. A lot of people say he's hard-nosed and he's blue-collar and he's, you know, straight down the line, but he's got a personality too. You know, it's interesting to listen to him talking about his football experiences. And you know, I kind of wish they would go back to the old type coaches show where you'd have the coach on the full hour and take calls and let people talk to him a little bit.
Well, I'm sure that he probably liked that too. Probably a lot more zeros on the end of that contract than what it is. But he is. And I think that as he'll grow on you, Doug. I promise you, he'll grow on you. And of course, He's got some criticism for certain things about his personal life as far as what he believes in. And that's I think that's unfair as far as what football is concerned.
Right.
Now you
And he covered that.
He did.
It's not a football coach's
right.
decision.
That's so. Right. That's a personal decision. Yeah. So I think that we got to leave it there. But I like his staff. I really do. It's like –
Couldn't get much better. No,
you,
I don't think.
You just really couldn't.
Yeah.
You really couldn't. In a transitional situation, you couldn't have gotten much better. I love who he's hired.
343-0106 is our number if you want to jump in and talk some Auburn football tonight on Tiger Talk Overtime. Alabama State and Auburn coming up the early game this weekend, Saturday. And, Coach, I mentioned that before, the 11 o'clock game. What kind of challenges is that to give you on a Saturday morning with your football team?
Well, it's tough for the graduate assistants, I can promise you that. The GAs will be out, and they'll be getting the players up around 6 o'clock. You generally try to eat the pregame meal 3 to 3.5 hours before the game. And so they'll have a break lunch or a brunch, whatever you want to call it, and then they'll go through their regular game activities. It's tough. It's a tough thing because – You know, they're acclimated to on a 2 o'clock or 1:30 kickoff, whatever, or 7 o'clock kickoff, and that's what they prefer, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But it changes a lot of things, and it changes their Friday night too, because Friday night they gotta jump back and get in early,
yeah.
And they'll have their team meetings, they'll have their team meal, and then they'll jump into sack pretty quick on Friday night.
And they're kind of off on Fridays now anyway, and Mondays, Anyway, what coming into this ball game? Do you like having an Akron and an Alabama State the first couple games of the year before a Penn State? Or?
No, I really don't.
Yeah.
I just think we need to play
somebody.
I love us playing nine SEC games.
Yeah,
that's just the thing that it is good for. It's good that it gives Alabama State a big money game. It does do that. It helps them in that aspect. But to get a true To have a real true national champion, I think you got to play the best you can play every week. That's just me.
Well, hopefully we'll get better in week two, like people are saying, from week one to week two. And I know a lot of Auburn people are really excited about week three going up to Happy Valley
to
play Penn State.
It's no easy way to get there, I can promise you that.
Yeah,
it's a tough way to get into there.
They struggled a little bit on offense last week, too.
Yeah, they did.
They got a great defense.
They did. Their defense is what they're kind of hanging their hat on. And but they to come back and win that game was pretty special.
Yeah.
I can tell you that. You go into that stadium and beat them, it's a big win for them.
Yeah.
So.
Have a lot of respect for Coach Franklin and the job he does and the staff he has there, too.
No doubt.
Well, it'll be fun. 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, Auburn and Alabama State, second game of the season. We're glad you were with us tonight. Want to thank all of our sponsors, of course, and Coach Rick Cleveland, always great to have you along side, and Chuck Anderson, and then your good buddy Joe Witt. It was always great to talk to him.
Well, it is, and he is he's special to a lot of us, a lot of high school coaches. Joe Witt's really special to a lot of us.
Yeah, well, he was one of them.
He was.
And a good one at Robert E. Lee.
He was, and it was always fun coaching against him because he always had something nice to say when the game was over, whipping your fanny or taking a loss. It was always something kind.
Always good to reminisce about those days at Auburn in the 1980s, and, of course, he continued on past that with some coaching duties and then a little bit in the front office, I guess you'd call it as well. I guess he's still fundraising a little bit for Auburn as well.
Well, they couldn't be a better one because there's nobody that loves Auburn University any more than Joe Witt does, I can tell you that, or Robert E. Lee or Alabama State. I mean, he's just that kind of man.
Yeah. Well, we hope to have you back again, Coach. I know we didn't get into a lot of defense tonight, which probably the strength of this Auburn football team, the linebackers and defensive backs, but maybe we can do that again coming up in the next show or two as we get into the meat of the football season. That's going to do it for us tonight. We hope you enjoy the ball game Saturday. Don't forget to drop by if you're going to Auburn, College Street, the Voodoo Wing Company. Pick up all your tailgate food, wings and drinks and sides, and enjoy the ball game, everybody. Thanks, Coach Cleveland.
Yes,
and
sir.
We will see you again next week, same time Thursday night for Tiger Talk Overtime.